We are learning in Maseches Bava Kamma with Daf Mem Beis, and we are starting 7 lines from the bottom at the end of a line. Tanu Rabbanan. Shalu b'cheskes tam. Someone borrowed a shor. Now, when you borrow a shor, you're responsible now to watch the shor from damaging. But you thought there was a tam. When you borrowed it, you assumed there was a tam. It was not a mu'ud. V'nimtza mu'ud, and it turned out it was a mu'ud. It damaged the first time. They bring it to Beis and say, you know, by the way, this thing is a mu'ud. So you're paying nezek shalom. So halacha is, the Baal pays half of it, and the Shal pays half of it. Why? Because the Shal says, you know, I only took responsibility for a tam. And even though there's a Shina Rishos here, because it went from the owner to the Shal, we have to talk about that later on in the Gemara on base. Second case in the Mishnah. Who would the Beis Shal? Unless it became Muid in the Shal's house, and he gave it back to the Baalim. The law is the balance is a chatzin ezek, the shalom is part of a kulam, because here it sounds like Rishus Mashana, that went back to the Bailim and it's back at Tam. We'll see in the Gemara on base about that. So we have here halacha. The first half is that if you borrow Becheska's Tam, and then it turns out it was really a Muid, so if it damages, the Bailim has to take half the slack and pay half chatzin ezek. And you pay your chatzin ezek. So to Gemara, Omamar, Shol b'cheskes tam, v'nimtza mu'ud, Bailam v'sham v'chatzin ezek, v'sho v'chatzin ezek. It says that if you borrow b'cheskes tam, and it turns out it's a mu'ud, you pay chatzin ezek, and the shol pays chatzin ezek. Break the Gemara, why should I pay anything? The shol says, v'amai, leim le turo sh'ili, ariye lo sh'ili. Let him say, I borrowed a shor, I didn't borrow a lion, I never would have borrowed a behemoth, it's so wild, it's a mu'ud. I never would have borrowed it. And I'm not responsible for anything. I didn't even chap. I watched it like a regular behemoth. I didn't chap that it's a wild animal like Ari. Amarav, Hokumai Skin, on Shekabashu Nachon. He knew that it was a Nachon. And Rashi says, Lo Yoda Shanogach Gimel Legichas. He didn't know that it already was a Muid Bepoil, but he knew it was a Nachon, which we had such an idea in Taisus yesterday, that he saw it was a wild animal. He knew, you can't tie it that I didn't borrow Ari. He knew this thing was a lion. Freight the Marvin Amalei. Tam shili mu'ud shili. Let him say, I borrowed a tam and not a mu'ud. So it's also still different. I thought it was a tam. I thought practically it was I knew maybe it was wild, but I thought it was a tam, not a mu'ud. So I'm late, tell him, what do you mean? What's the difference? So if a tam have a palak and this could buy your shlumin, if it's tam you pay half an ezek, hash tam, he's still shlumin palak and this could buy your shlumin, half an ezek. You're not paying anymore because of mu'ud. So what's the difference? You knew it was wild, you had to watch it. And yeah, anyway, we have to pay chatzin ezek. So yeah, okay, you're only paying chatzin ezek. What do you want? Let him say like this, I'll tell you what I want. Itam, if it would have been a tam, have a mishtalim megufoy, would have paid megufoy. And now you're making me pay in my own pocket, the chatzin ezek. I guess it's more like going sad Thomas from Kemah Medes, but he's saying that the Taisa speaks it out. Hach percha leslay, Lord Yudom sad Thomas from Kemah Medes, Taisa speaks it out. They're not going according to Mandiyom, but sad Thomas from Kemah Medes. It means once it's a muid, you pay everything on the aliyah. So he ties like this, that now that it's a mu'id, I have to pay the half of my aliyah. So the Hamalei, so the guy says back to him, what's the difference? So if at lav turah by shlumi ladi, says back to him like this. What are you saying? That you wouldn't have to pay megufoy? The loch is that if they take half the chatzes megufoy, so you're a shoyim, you're a chayiv and ointim, you have to pay the first baal anyway half the money from your own pocket. What's the difference? What's the difference how it gets paid? But Nehemalei, let him say, the Moses have a bunch of tainas back and forth. What the time is. V'nei let this shayol say, v'nei malei, itam hava, I'll tell you why it's a mile to me if it's a tam. Itam hava, moidina, I would have gone to Bezin and Maftarina. And I would have been moidib knas. Moidib knas is potter, because we're going to come on there about palgan as a knasa. So I would have been moid potter, and then I would have to pay anything. V'afilu mandim a palgan as a gemayna, and even if you mandim a palgan as a gemayna, namely I could say a different taina. Itam hava, if it was a tam, which you pay megufoy, I would have had an etza. Have a marikna leil agma. I would have brought it to the agam and hide it, and then I wouldn't have to pay. So, what does it mean? Lamaisa, it would have cut off to you eventually. She says, I could have brought it to the agam, the Taisa speaks out, Taichdvarim, and I would have ate it over there, and then gained my hasapa for a week. I ate it over there, and then, you know, I would have had the money for it, and they never would have paid, and I never would have been, I would have been responsible for pay for it, but I wouldn't have lost any money. That's a good adult. Now, Taisa has a kasha, Taisa has a kasha, but bamba kasha. He says, Taima ma taina hizu, imkeno ezish loikadin. You can't bring the behemoth to Agam, you have to pay megufa. So Taisa is like this, Bishlom of Gilgal Rebbe Shmuel, who holds that it's a, that Rebbe Shmuel, I don't Shmuel, it was a reminder one, Chalikah Rebbe Shmuel, Rebbe Kiva, if you chlat ashar, or you shem ashar. Fear of Akiva, the minute that behemoth damages, it belongs to the Nizik. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't belong to the nizik. You just value how much it's worth to pay megufay, but it's like a shibud to the nizik. So bishlam v'longer mishmal. So it's mazik shibudai. Maybe you're part of that. If I hide it, I was mazik the shibud of the nizik. But if you are v'kiva, that shulchan enu, you're pasht the ganef. I read Taisus in Tzach, which is a point in Taisus. Tzach Taisus hava tema mat tiny izum. Can you hold your shleik a din? You're doing shleik a din. Bishlam u'bishlam l'rabbi shmal d'amar bal choyv nenu. You're ba choyv nicha ksas. Even though Batsim it's also to do that. You know, you're not chai for mazik shibudoy, for ruining the shibud of your friend, but it's not mutter. Okay, but it's a little better. If you would have brought it to the agam, how you guys allow you shy really is, you wouldn't stole it. You would have stole it. Oh, the best thing you're gonna do, you shall meashloy. Oh, bad best would have put him at the needle. Nearly should write to Leimar. Should write to Leimar. Matoich devarim elu. So you see, Oysai Nizik mispasha. He says, you know what? My tiny like this. I would have thrown it to Agam, and the Nizik would have made up with me. The Nizik would have, had to work it out with me, and then that would have been the Mila. That would have been the Mila. I could have got out of it by working out a deal with Nizik. I said, I put it away. You want it back? I'm paying you half price. But in any case, let's get back to the Cheshbon Gemara. The Gemara is saying over here like this: the Shoyal is tiny. Much better for the time. Because at the time, I would have got out of this. I would have brought it to the Agam. I would have got out of this. Tosfos fixed the hat, I would have got out of it. So now that it's a mood, it's not my fault. I don't want to pay anything. So Moses is right. The case was here that the minute it was damaged, the tow truck company came and was tofeset. Bezdin was tofeset. It was tofeset's behemoth. So that's why you don't have a choice. So there, it makes no difference with Tamamu. They had it anyway. They had it in their hand anyways. Don't tie it off. Would have been a move. Matam would have got out of it. That's why the Shoyal has to be half. Freight the Gemara, if that's the case, that the Shoyal allowed Bezdin to take the whole behemah, Yochi, Bailam, Ayam, Shalom, Chatzin, Nezek. Why is Bailam pay Chatzin, Nezek? Even, the other half. Namely, Atvzeh, Otur, B'yod, D'man, Lomitzin, Shnur, Adai. You caused Bezdin to grab it. That's not good for me. I have no one to talk to now. You're ready. Now Bezdin has it. Now I'm sure gonna lose. I can't do din. So now it's your fault. So the Shoyal tells the Bailam, "Mishum Amalei, yeah, do this nalech. Even if I would have gave it back to you, lav minachav shakli, they would have took it from you anyway. They would have collected from you anyway. But Amalei, let him say, yeah, do this nalech. If you gave it back to me, have marik nalei lagma, I would have brought it to Agam. Remember, it's a mood over here." I brought it to the Agam. Shem Domalei says to him, "No, you can't. Don't buy them. You can't bring it to the Agam and help you." So I said, "Lav Aliyah Mishdami, you would have to pay for Aliyah." So Honicha Hechad Islay Nichse. So that's true that the Bailam has no taina if he has other nechasim. Hechad Lesley Nichse Ma'ik LeMeimar. So the more the kasha like this: if the Bailam has no other nechasim, let him tell the Shoyal, "You're a Pesheya. You let Bezdin take it." And now, Bezdin's a collect from a shar. If not, if Bezdin didn't take it, then I would have took the shar and take it to China and get it out of the way. And they would have, I have all the money. So, Zok to Gemara, no, it's still not a taina. Why? So, Novelay, Kehechel Mishtab L'Dach, just like you're chayiv to pay to that Nizik, Hachinam Mishtab L'Hech, just like I'm chayiv to you, you're chayiv to the Nizik. Hachinam Mishtab L'Hech, Mindram Nasin. Just like I'm chayiv to you, Behemah. So you tell me now what? I'm chayiv to you because I shouldn't let Bezdin take it. You're chayiv to the nizik. You're chayiv money. You don't have money, but you're chayiv. So just like I'm chayiv to you, you're chayiv to the nizik. And then some call Shabud Rav Nosson. Mid Rav Nosson and Tanya, Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Nayil, and Oishu v'chaveri mana v'chaveri b'chaveri. If how do you know if I owe you money and you owe him money, Menayin shavitzi mizev nesun zeh that I could go. The Levi goes straight to me and take the money from me. I owe Shimon money, and Shimon owes Levi money. Like Reuben to Shimon, Shimon to Levi. Levi go collect from Reuben. Tamloy menosin lasher osham loy that you give it to the one who's missing the money, which is Levi. There's something called Shibud Rav Nosson. So bottom line is what we learned from the Gemara is like this: that a shoyl who borrows a shor becheskas tam and it damages, you have to pay nezik shalom. But the shoyl is not pay nezik shalom. He only took responsibility for tam. So he pays chatzin nezik, the Baal pays chatzin nezik. The Gemara first asked that, let the guy say, "I don't pay anything, the shoyal, I don't pay anything, because I thought it was not a wild animal." Tarzi, you knew it was a wild animal. And I, he's saying, "You didn't pay megufay, anyway you're responsible on the guf. Anyway, you're responsible. So even if you pay megufay, you would have to pay ma'aliyah, then if you pay ma'aliyah. I, you would have been moida, the case is the Bezdin grabbed it. I would have brought it to the Agam, Bezdin grabbed it, it's not a taina." Then the taina was the other way. The Bailam would say, "I don't want to pay chatzin nezik because you let Bezdin grab it." And the Gemara goes back and forth, like, what did Bailam care if Bezdin grabbed it? Anyway, has to pay. Terah says, no, he was said he had no other money, he would have hid that. But the bottom line is, the Shaul says, okay, I owe you money now? Okay, Gvalt, I owe you money. But I'll give it straight to the Nizik because Shabudu the Rav Nosson. Ad kan, the Shaka Vataria.
The Shaul has to be
more than the Bayev Chatzin Ezek Megufay? More than Chatzin Ezek Megufay? No. It's a time, he only was Kabul that much. You're right. I'm saying only part of the time.
The,
yeah, I have to have more. Yeah, you're tiny good. Yeah,
if the
if it's Megufa, you're right. Right. If the damage is more than that, he won't pay more than he had to pay Megufa. Let's say the Chatzin Nezek is more than the Behemah's worth. He only has to pay up to the Behemah's worth. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Anything he has to mash the whole thing to the more. Yeah. He has to mash them until the Nezek Shalom. Yes. 100%. Zog to Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to talk about something we spoke out while we learned the Brisa that Shtikl Stira from one part to the next part. It says in the beginning of the, it says at the second half of the Brisa, who had beveish shoyl, if it became a mu'ud in the house of the shoyl, ve'chziru le'baylam, and then you gave it back to the baylam, baylam v'shal m'chatzin ezek. Why? It returns to being a tam, v'shal part of the kulam, and the shoyl is part of everything. Seifa, rishos v'shana. So you see in Seifa that rishos is called a shinui, and it goes back to being chatzin ezek. Reisha, we saw that the guy borrowed it, and stayed a mu'ud. Why was it rishos v'shana right there? Reish Rishos Eina Mishana. So it's a stira, the Reish to the Sefer. So tomorrow, on Rabbi Yechonon, Tavra. You're right, Tavra means it's Kasha on each other. Mishon Azul, Reish Azul. The Braisa itself is two different Mandi Omrim. One Mandi Omrim is Rishos Mishana, one Mandi Omrim is Rishos Eina Mishana. Rabba Omar, no. Rabba Omar, mid the Reish Rishos Eina Mishana. So Rabbi Yechonon, it does not stem with each other. Doesn't you can't reconcile the two parts of the brisa. Rabba Amar midereisha rishusena meshana. Since the reisha rishusena meshana, that means it goes from the bialim to the shoyel. It's considered a muad. Sefer nami rishusena meshana. Sefer when it goes from the shoyel to the bialim, it's also in a meshana. So what's found in the sefer? Why pay chatzin ezek? For sefer in the time of there's an omel lav called kaminoch the miyaros leturoyi a new svara. The svara is that the Bailam Tainas, this is my shar. You borrowed it. You have no right to make this shar into a mu'id. There's different svaras to say. Some of the shayim say svaras like, in Adam Oysidav Shayim Shalai. It's not yours. You're a shayil. You're a borrower. It's not yours. You can't become a mu'id. It can't be hu'id bevalav by you. It's not by you. It can't become a mu'id. It's not a mu'id.
Not making the
what?
The
I know, right. The shayil is the one who's hu'id bevalav. He's the one who made him. Like Rashi speaks out, Loisha Loch Hoya, it's not yours. Well, in Zarat B'Shmirah, you didn't do the Shmirah, but who the Valav is me. I'm the one that who has not do the Shmirah. And therefore, you tie this then that Lavko Kaminech, you have no bailis, you have no power to let this become a mu'ud. That's his tie. But that's a Meshus alone, it's not Meshana. If it's two people, two owners, that about that will be in a Meshana. Here, it's a new reason because you have no power to make it into a mu'ud. That's one Teretz. A Papa goes the opposite way. Papa with the Sefer Rishus Mishana, Reish Nam Rishus Mishana. That's a Rishus Mishana. I in the ratio, when it goes from the Bailam to the Shoyal, why doesn't it turn into that time? Reb Reish Hayan Taim, I'm Shadu Chomokim Shahoylech Shem Bailam Alav. Opposite Svara, but the same type of Svara. That here, when the Bailam owns it, and he lends it to someone, it doesn't change, not a new Bailam. It's still the first Bailam. It's still the Bailam of Rishayna. It's still my, sorry, you're borrowing it. So that doesn't change it from becoming a mu'ud in that time, because it's still the same bailam, it's still the same bailam on him, and therefore, in that way, it'll stay a mu'ud. So Mara has three mahalakim to answer. Either it's a stira, or it's betzam rishus einu mishana, and why is it a chatzin nezek when it goes back to the bailam? It's because the bailam says you can't make it into mu'ud. Or if I care, rishus mishana, but giving it to the shayel is not called a shinu rishus because it still belongs to the bailam. Another three mahalakim. Zok to Gemara Vayita. Shor et stadim einichayev misa. So we learned in the Mishnah that a shor that's used for bullfighting and it kills someone, either in the bullfight or it's fighting another bull and it kills a person in that bullfight. The law is that since you raised it on, you incited it to gore and kill, it's not chayev. And we said it's potter from misa, as the Mishnah says. And we promised that we'll speak out what's the halacha with Nezikin. Let's say it damaged someone. Yichayef and Nezikin or not. So the Nemuki Yosef on Daf Chavdal on Bay, it's not printed over here, Nemuki Yosef, it talks about this. He says, Oma Amachaber, because of our Ritva, Zal, the Shorat Stadim, the Potter, and the Misa, Aval Shalim Nezikin, Efshad Yichayef. That's what the Nemuki Yosef brings down from the Ritva. That Yichayef and Nezikin. Veli nira is Dr. Mukhi Yosef. Da asharu onasu. He's an oinus. Sheinim ha'yinageach ha'deshishu levad. It only works, it only gores when you drive it crazy. Elai edishim etzarim ha'yisa. Sheinim ha'yidas. He has no das. So therefore, he holds the positive for the zikim. So it's a machlokes for sheinim, if you chayim for the zikim. Well, that's for sure, it's a miyat in the pasuk, not chayim misa. And by lehu, ma'u legab mizbeach. What's the halacha legab using it for a carbon? We'll see in a second that the pasuk is memayit that a negeach that's chayim misa cannot be used for a carbon. But maybe that's only if it does it on purpose. But maybe if it's not chayim misa because someone else raised it on, maybe it's also kosher for a carbon. Abayalu, ma'alga was back. Ravim v'kosher shmuel apostle. Ravim v'kosher onusu shmuel apostle. Harei never by a very. I killed a person, so it can't be used for a carbon. So what's the biyam of this Ravim Shmuel? So there's a lot of pshatim in the achroinim shot over here. Some want a taina that the shaila is why is apostle a carbon? Is a avada is apostle? What's the oimik adava? Is apostle and carbon because chayiv misa? So here's the chayiv misa. So it's kosher for carbon. Or the reason why it's a possible carbon because someone got killed. I did this. Someone was done. I did this behema. And here someone got killed. So that's the possible carbon. That's one of the halachim. There's all of the halachim as well. I in the Dvar Yaakov I saw I brought at least three different shatim. So to Gemara Meisvei. Let's ask the kasha on Rav Shmuel over here. Meisvei. It says in the pasuk in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, it says Dabel Bnei Yisrael. It's actually a pasuk base. And the lashon min sounds like not every tzoin, min atzoin, and min abehema, only some behemas. It's coming to mayit something, exclude something. Min abehema loitzis areva v'sanirva. It's coming to exclude areva v'anirva that's not kosher for carbon. Areva v'anirva means if it's mezana with a person. Min abakar loitzis anevad. It's coming to lafuke something a behema that was used for avodah zara. You bow down to it. Minatzoin lohitzis hamuksa. Something you set aside for avizara. Uminatzoin lakshavav lohitzis anegeach. The same anegeach and kills a person is not kosher for carbon. Om Rav Shimon, all part of the brayso. We'll see what the kasha is in a second. We have to go right in the brayso. Om Rav Shimon, imne maroiva, which is chayiv misa and it's possible for carbon. Lomanem anegeach, which is chayiv misa and possible for carbon. Why need both? Vinem anegeach, lomanem maroiva. So Rav Shimon explains, yes, but Reva Shem and Agech. Reva is a mile over an Agech, yes, but Agech Shem and Reva. And Agech has a mile, it's not for Reva. Reva also about Inis Karatsoin. Reva, say if it was Mazana on purpose, say if it was Mazana about Inis, which means the someone was Mazana with it on purpose, forced it to Mazana with it. Either way, this Reva is possible for carbon. Negech, also by Inis Karatsoin, by Negech, it's only if it's a Ratsoin. But if it's Inis, it's not awesome. We're not sure what it means. Not chayiv. It's not in his karatzin there. Negeach, the mile is mshalam kaifer. Pays kaifer. Reva ain't mshalam kaifer. Reva does not pay kaifer. Now, what's the kaifer by Reva? And we're all talk about. But lefika kosher leimar Reva is leimar negeach. So Rav Shimon says, I can't abrise it. Rav Shimon says that the reason why you need both is because each one has a mile. What's the mile of Reva? Reva is in his karatzin. Mashenik and negeach. The inis is not like a rotzin. And the mile of negeach is chayiv kaifer. Reva is not chayiv kaifer. Now, what does it mean? In his karatzin. Ketani miyas, roiva also oinus karotzen. By a roiva, say if it's a oinus, say if it's a rotzen, it's also for carbon. Negech, lo also oinus karotzen, negech not. So my hilchos, so lav the carbon. It doesn't mean like this, that for carbon, negech is not chayiv, it is not possible for carbon if it's oinus. So it's for a shiraya, like rav, that's kosher. So everyone know, loy, le ketala. It's talking about the gabi chi of misa, like we saw in the pasuk, yigach lo yishiyagichu. And how can I mistavra the armas la carbon negach leos vaynis karotzen lav einis the deksiv la karotzen deksiv? It doesn't say mafurish. This time in the pasuk of Reva Nirva is a pasuk that says that the it's a Reva Nirva. There it says klar. So there it makes sense to say that also einis karotzen, like the pasuk says the ish ashiyitin shchafte vebehema moisumas vesbehema taraygu. No matter what behema taraygu, it's not einis karotzen. But it never says in the pasuk anything about a negeach being possible for carbon. It doesn't make sense to say the Torah said einus karatzin, not einus karatzin. There's no pasuk about that. It's a var extra vav lemaitz negeach. Doesn't pass to say that the Torah did not make einus karatzin. So we're talking about the din of misa of kiigach that's chayiv misa, and that the Torah says dafka kiigach loyshiyagichu, and that's where we're saying that didn't make einus karatzin. So it's not a raya to rav. That we're talking about carbon, we're talking about ketala there, and we're saying that's a mila legabi carbon. You would say that Roivaz is possible carbon. Why? Because there's a din tar roigu sa oinus karatzin. Masha inkein by negicha, there's no din oinus karatzin, and therefore you would think there it's kosher of a carbon. Kamash from the pasuk, it's possible for a carbon. Any questions? Yeah, the shadow was, what does it mean that it made it oinus karatzin? We said that a fact, oinus karatzin. So what I thought it meant is that the Torah said that saya oinus or rotzin of a negech is possible for carbon.
Like
if I'm a roiva, it's not talking about carbon, actually. What's the killing there? Killing the behemoth there also. It's not behemoth haroigu. That's din roiva. So what I thought it meant legavi carbon. So it's a raya that they didn't make oinus karatzin there. It's like the raya. No, it's talking about katala there. The Rav Shimon is talking about katala when he's saying milus. A katala, you don't kill it when it's oinus. Like we saw in Leigichu, that's the mile. So it's not a right. So the more about it. Omar, negeach mashal is a kaifer. If it's a geach, it pays kaifer. Roiva im mashal is a kaifer. Roiva does not pay kaifer. That means that if it kills a person, it pays kaifer. But if it's a roiva, it does not pay kaifer. Hechi doimer. Ilei madarava v'katla. If it was a roiva someone and it killed the person, that means this behema was rava someone and it was zana with a isha and it killed the isha. Mali kala b'karna, mali kala b'rviya. Taka, why not chayev kaifer? What's the difference? He killed you your horn or he killed ayadei's nos. Ve'elo, the rava loy katla. The case was right without killing the isha. Hayd l'misham kaifer is loy katla. So it's not a mila. It didn't kill anyone. What's a mila? Saying a geach pays kaifer, reveal kaifer. It didn't do anything. Taka was a zan with the isha, didn't kill her, but they brought her to Bezdin and killed her. Maybe you think that's like the behemoth killed her and it would pay half pay kaifer. There's no kaifer on that. That's a bias pshat. Rava says, Itaka was a zan with the isha and killed her. I have the kashlach. Why taka na chayev kaifer? Mali kotla b'kanai, mali kotla b'raviyah. What's the difference? Why was it killing with a horn or killing with raviyah? So Marzal Taidachil. Karen kavanos lahazik. That's why chayev kaifer. Hi kavanos lahanos has atzmai hu. Here the behemah is doing panos atzmai. There's no chayev kaifer on that. So what's the akuda samachlekes Rav Abaya? Rav learns that if it kills, you put on kaifer. According to Abaya, if it kills, it's chayev in kaifer. The only reason why they were saying it didn't kill. It was like they misses bezdin. That was the case. But he holds Abaya Taka holds if it kills, they revere chayev kaifer. And Rav holds not. What's the machlekes? What's the beer machlekes? Machlekes we had earlier on. My pligi, but regel shadaras lagavi tinuk. When you have a mazik of regels, pay kaifer not. Pechatz anizik. Labaya mishalom kaifer. Rav mishalom kaifer. We had machlekes before. We know Karen pays kaifer. What about regel? Does regel pay kaifer not? We had a big shalom before. That will be the machlekes Rav and Abaye. It happens to be Gemara before. Sound like we're passing that regular pays kaifer. Here we're saying machlekes Abaye v'Rava. If you pay kaifer or not, it's one of these cases where you're passing like Abaye Taka. But the Torah speaks out right. The Rav doesn't really argue. Rav is saying, "Coin this brisa, you don't pay kaifer." Rav Avada agrees that you pay kaifer. As the Torah speaks out, because if that would be one of the alakagams. Alakapanim. In any case, we're saying the Bia machlekes and the truths in the Gemara are: it does regular pay kaifer or not? Here the Rav of a Katla. Rav says. You don't pay kaifer, because regal does not pay kaifer. It'll feed his brisa. And Abaye says you pay kaifer. Therefore, Abaye is a new terrorist that didn't kill, and the case was, you just got killed in the best, then there you don't pay kaifer. Tomorrow ends off with Tanya the Rav. We have a riot to Rav that this shar is kosher for a carbon. Shar astadim enechayev miso, v'kosher legabin zbeach, v'plei shukim u'usa. Because it's forced, and therefore it's kosher for a carbon, because it did not do it on purpose. It's not chayev miso, and it's also kosher for a carbon, and not like Shmuel, so it's a first of Brisa, like Rava holds, this behemoth is kosher for a carbon.